This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 46, Distracting Elements and Brightness Problems in Photographs for June 27, 2008. Hey there, photo lovers, how's it going? And welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is June 27, 2008. Well, for today, we are recording live in Parc La Fontaine, and I'm slightly frustrated because this is the fifth time I've moved my spot. I had this great spot located near the lake. I saw ducks. It was beautiful. I was all getting into the zone. And then some freak starts up his motorized kite. Now I'm all into extraneous noises, wind, ducks, people walking, traffic. It's all part of living in the city. But a motorized kite in a park destroying the whole ambience for me? But anyway, hopefully I'm in a zone now where you'll hear more traffic than motorized kite, which is extremely annoying in the background. Trust me, I tried to listen to the podcast after I recorded it, or half recorded it. Anyhow, enough with my rant. First off, so sorry for it taking a long time to get to this particular podcast. We've been moving, or we have moved, so things were hectic for well over 6 weeks, a month, and I just wasn't able to fulfill all my obligations to everyone that has so much knowledge that they want to gain, and my hope is always to share what I have, and if I don't know it, I'll ask someone who does. Well, for today's show, we're going to talk about distracting elements in photography, and this is something we've covered a little bit before. In the very first podcast that we did, we talked about, you know, being aware of the background, and this has some overlap, but I also want to talk about brightness issues. But before we get into all of that, I'd very much like to thank people for their comments. Saibasumo left a nice comment on our last podcast where we talked about, you know, backlighting. And I appreciate that comment. Chris wanted me to talk about the use of flash to catch dirt bike rescuers in our future podcast, and I will. Sergey from Russia wanted me to talk about a sinking flash off camera. And using different transmitters for a new podcast, and I will. And D3 Monte Carlo wanted to know about baby picture tips, a podcast on that. That's coming as well. I hope to put out a bunch of quick podcasts to cover all these three and cover some others that have left behind, including an HDR one. So if you bear with me, these podcasts are going to come out more frequently. And thanks so much for the comments, everyone. A lot of people have been commenting on older podcasts as well. It's so my pleasure to do these things. People have been very, very, very expressive in their thanks. And that, you know, it only makes me smile and make me feel good. But I really do love to teach. I get a lot out of this as well. So really, it's my pleasure. And if you have any comments or criticisms or suggestions, you can leave them in any of the following ways. You can send me an email directly, photography.ca@gmail.com. You can post comments on the blog, photography.ca/blog. And of course, you can make your way into the forums where, you know, I talk about what goes on there, and people can suggest future podcasts there as well. Photography.ca, just make your way to the forums, and we have a little podcasting forum within the bulletin board. You can leave suggestions there. And of course, the easiest and perhaps best way to get this is just by subscribing in iTunes or Google Reader. That way, every time we put one of these suckers out, you can get it automatically. Now on to today's show, distracting elements in photography. So this is something that comes up over and over again, and it's not just newbies that are guilty of this. Advanced amateurs and even pros are often guilty of this. And basically, when we look at a photograph, we don't want to be distracted by extraneous elements in that photograph. You know, I talked about this in the very first podcast, podcast number one, where you want to check out your background. So if you're taking a picture of a person, let's say, and there's like dirty trash and all kinds of stuff in the background, then that's going to distract from the focal point of the photograph, which is the portrait. Similarly, if you're taking a beautiful landscape and somehow telephone wires are in your shot, well, unless you're making a commentary about society and technology destroying the environment and cluttering up the visual landscape, then maybe you don't want to take those phone wires in the shot. So you can easily move your angle, change the position of your subject, And by doing these things, your photograph ends up better. In the first podcast, we talked about looking at your scene as a clock. What's going on at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock? Quickly, with your eyes, do the perimeter of the scene and see what's in that scene. What belongs there? What doesn't? What is a distracting element? And if you can control it in your shot, get rid of it in your shot. Change your angle. Go in tighter. But get rid of it. You know, don't let the eyes wander toward elements that really don't add anything to the photograph, but rather detract from it. I should say, with regard to the first podcast, if you're listening to this now, somewhat embarrassing, but I noticed this morning that that file isn't working properly. In fact, the first four files aren't working properly. The transcripts are there, so you could totally read the transcript. If you make your way to Photography Podcast number one, you'll just click a link on the transcript, but I'll get those links working in no time. I think it's only the first four shows or five shows that aren't working properly. So much to do, so much to do. And of course, now it's started to rain, but I'm going to be a trooper. I'm sticking through this sucker till the end of the show. I'm not moving again, and that's that. Okay, back on topic. So another big problem in photography, especially with digital photography and distracting elements, are brightness issues. So basically, what the eye tends to do when it looks at the final print or the final scene, be it on a computer or an actual print, the eye tends to naturally go toward the brightest element in a scene. So, you know, if you have a washed out sky, which means there's no cloud, it's just blank white space, then unless it's working graphically in your photograph, chances are it's going to be a distracting element and you want to get rid of it. So you can do so by putting a polarizer on your camera. You can do so by using a graduated neutral density filter, or just a neutral density filter that'll also help control burnt out skies. Or just, you know, don't shoot against that burnt out sky. Shoot against trees or another element such that, you know, the viewer's eye doesn't necessarily go directly to the bright sky when he looks at your photo or your image on the web. You can use your histogram, and we talked about this in past podcasts as well. You could check out your histogram in your camera, if you're using a digital camera, to check out the brightness levels of your camera. As we mentioned, a histogram is a graphic representation of the light to dark pixels in a scene, and your best histogram is going to cover from left to right, but it's going to be just a bit away from the right side of the edge. The right side of the edge represents the white pixels, as we've mentioned, and the left side, the darker pixels. And once you're too overexposed, you start clipping, you start losing detail in the whites. So you want to make sure that your histogram doesn't actually touch the right part of the graph. Check out the podcast on histograms for more information about that. One thing I did want to say is, or I do want to mention, is specular highlights. Specular highlights are those highlights that should be devoid of detail. And these are highlights that include catch lights in the eyes or reflections from the sun off the water. You're not going to try and burn those in. You don't want to try and burn those in because, or tone them down. Burning in is to make darker. You want to leave those as they are because those add depth to the photo. But aside from those specular highlights, you want to be aware of distracting highlights and you want to try and control them and or eliminate them whenever possible. And even though we mentioned that the sky is often a favorite culprit, it could be a piece of paper on the grass. You know, if you're taking a photograph of a person and you have a white piece of paper and the light's reflecting off that piece of paper, that's going to be a distractor. That piece of paper is likely to show up brighter than your main subject. The viewer's eye will naturally go toward that piece of paper. So collect it at the beginning, get it out of the scene, crop it out of the scene, change the scene. Or if you've forgotten or didn't notice it, then during the post-processing, burn it in, tone it down, crop it out, clone it out, get rid of it. That's really going to do it for like practical tips on that. I did just want to bring an example into it. A newer member on our bulletin board, and it's always free to join. Please, 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 if you haven't already joined our bulletin board, we'd love to get it more active. And please join. It's free. Put some photos up for critiques or, you know, share some links with us of interest. Comment on the photos that are already there. Please, everyone's invited and it's all free. So a newer member, Merman, posted a photo of a kitten recently, and that's going to go in today's show notes. And you'll notice that he, and thanks Merman for allowing us to critique your photo, you know, as a function of learning. We all share here, so thanks so much for allowing us to use your photo. In Merman's photo, you'll notice that the kitten is the central subject of the photo, and yet in the foreground of the photo, Merman left like a cover or a blanket. There's something white that is receiving too much light in the photo, and the viewer's eye, you'll notice, will naturally go to that bright element in the photo. So this is one of the critiques that we put up for Merman's photo, and it's a really cute photo of a kitten, and I recommend that you check it out and comment on it. But just as a practical example, you can see how that bright element in the foreground really detracts from the cute kitten, which is the focal point of the photograph. So, you know, we all do this, and thanks again, Merman, for allowing us to critique your photo. That's going to do it for me for today. As always, comments, criticisms, and or suggestions are so appreciated. Thanks so much, everyone. Please get out. Summer's coming, you know, in so many parts of the world, especially North America, where most of our listeners are from. We have people from all over, so thanks so much. But in North America, especially, summer's out. So get out there, change your angles, mix it up, take some shots. And as always, you know, just keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone, and we'll release another podcast real soon. Take care.